Fighters from the People's Defense Force in Bago, central Myanmar, fire at government troops in late November. If 2021 was dominated by street protests, 2022 was the year of armed struggle. Loose bands of fighters opposed to the military coup have attacked soldiers across the country, even in areas the army considered safe. The ethnic armed groups that have fought Myanmar's government for decades now see an opportunity.
We need more coordination among our groups. That's why now we are trying hard for it. Just only 3, 4, 5 groups that we work together in the moment. But in the future, we do believe that they will come in together with us and fight against the military.
But the consequences have been dire. Myanmar's military is accused of employing a policy of scorched earth, torching areas where it detects resistance.
It is crime against humanity and war crime. For example, military has been burning thousands of houses of the civilians, killing many innocent people by airstrikes.
And that's one place the military have complete control, the skies. Airstrikes are taking place on a daily basis. More than 1 million people have fled their homes and live in remote jungle camps without sanitation or basic facilities.
In the past, these steep mountains in Myanmar provided a buffer zone, stopping the conflict from spilling over into Thailand. But in the last 12 months, Myanmar's military has been using fighter jets and attack helicopters, forcing the conflict right up to the border.
The borders slowly opened up after the pandemic, but little traffic is going across. The military government imposed currency controls and restrictions on investment that have stifled economic growth. This Yangon-based businessman fled after his assets were confiscated by the military. Now he makes a meager living selling noodles and tea online.
As a businessman, wherever you can find money, you do business. But if I lost my dignity, I couldn't get it back. Therefore, I will stand for the truth and I will keep my dignity.
Myanmar looks increasingly cut off from the outside. A country in paralysis, moving backwards rather than forwards. The progress of the past decade has stalled, and there appear to be troubled waters ahead. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Myanmar.